Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for One Star Movie Review. Can you guess the movie?
Hello and welcome to another edition of One Star Movie Review Trivia Game. Can you guess the movie? I am your host, Eric M. Hunter. And with me, of course, is the pump and dump Ricky Glore and the high rise and low rise of Nicholas Prince. Hey, boys.
Hey.
How's it going?
You wrote those down ahead of time?
I practiced them in
the
mirror.
How long did it take you to come up with those? It's pump and dump seemed like that's pretty quick, but high rise.
The high rise? No,
the high
rise? You know, it's a high beam. No?
High beam, low beam?
Pump and dump I had heard before, so when you came in with that second one, it sounded something like you made up.
I thought that was like a pregnancy thing.
And it didn't.
Womp womp.
It didn't fulfill as well as the well-known.
Nothing fulfills anything that comes in or
anything that comes.
Anything that comes.
No, nothing is fulfilled by anything.
All right, guys. Well, guess what?
That's philosophy.
Is that philosophy?
Yeah.
We're going to do another round. Three, actually. And this one also has a theme that we'll get to guess at the end. But let me tell you.
The end,
at
Ricky.
The end. Oh, Ricky can guess as we
You're
go
disqual- along. You're no, disqualified if you guess early.
I can't.
Yes. We're on a team. Why are you trying to get rid of your partner?
All on a team. Yeah. We're all on a team,
but we're all keeping our own points.
The team of life.
For those who don't know, I'm going to explain the game really quick. I went to a website that has movie reviews. Okay. I've selected popular ones.
DB.
Found the one-star review and removed all the necessary information that would give away what the movie is, i.e. the title of the movie, the famous actor in the film, maybe even the director. And I've replaced them with fillers like movie title, name of the director, name of the actor. I'm going to read... What's that?
Clever.
Clever.
Very clever.
Yeah. I'm going to read the review in full.
I'm going to read the review.
You guys will each have a chance to guess.
It's all Italy or foreign-based movies.
Here we go.
Disqualified.
He's not even here.
I hope it's not.
I'm just talking to you, Nick.
I found out the theme.
Nick, I'm just talking to you.
It's all moving pictures.
I'll turn his mic off.
Okay. Yeah. If you guys can't get it from the review, we're going to go into trivia time. We're going to have a tagline as a possible hint. Then I'll name the director and then the actor. And if you can't get it from there, then we'll just name what it is. Are you guys ready to go? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a blast. If you guys didn't listen to the last episode, we had fun, right? We all had fun, didn't
all
we?
All the times.
I heard it when we were doing it.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the episode.
That's all.
I began it. I didn't finish.
You guys are the worst.
I can't listen
all right.
to myself.
The title of this review, maybe it's just me, but this movie stunk. By J. Honk. 27.
Honk?
Honk.
Honk, like honk. A car honks.
Honk.
Jay Honk.
If being a great technical achievement is basis for a great movie, then let's give out 10s to all those 3D flicks from the 50s and 60s. Don't want to do that? Then let's judge it as a movie. Okay, I did. And it just gets a 1 out of 10. Maybe it's just me, but I found no appeal in the protagonist himself. None. In fact, I hated him. Annoying voice, annoying personality, never a funny line, movement, or gesture. Well, if he was not funny, then was he likable? No. Not funny plus annoying is a good start to a title character. And supporting character? How did the protagonist ever marry her? Why did he want to nope personality? Flirt? Just a sleazy trouble magnet? Further, why would she want to marry him, a nerdy screw-up? And why was she drawn with such dripping sexuality? I was torn between hoping her gown would slip off and wondering why I was thinking such thoughts about a cartoon. Weird, sick, yuck. Actor did a yeoman's job, but most of the accomplishments was acting with the characters. As a character in a drama, I thought he came off a little flat.
Maybe we want to let you finish. We know it.
Let him finish.
Keep going.
Cardboard bad guy and a very unfunny good guy. Not. What's the consensus, boys?
I will let Nick answer.
I think we both got it when we looked at each other.
Oh, that's just that's a knowing thing that you guys do anyway.
I think it was the cartoon part.
Okay.
And hoping the gown slipped off. So
I had it a little bit before that because I was doing technical
achievement. It's because he's better than you.
No. It's funny, when you said technical achievement, I was just like, oh, Avatar or something like that, sure. But then you said cartoon, so.
So I try to do what the technical achievement answer would be for each decade. So I was like, Avatar, Matrix, Back to the Future 2, Who Framed Roger, Abyss, Terminator 2, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, right. Like.
Sure.
So as soon as you said that, I went through like 10 movies in my head.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
That's correct.
Directed by Robert Zemeckis.
Robert Zemeckis. The tagline, and I guess, well, we'll talk about
sometimes
it after
this. Sometimes a rabbit's a fucking asshole.
Jeepers, look who's returning to the theaters like never before. Was Roger Rabbit a character before this
cartoons.
Movie? Was he a cartoon? Like, was it?
Cartoons primarily opened for movies. Not a lot of cartoons, especially in the 80s. You have your Disneys.
Sure.
But like,
which there's Disney characters in this movie.
Well,
which is the
Disney,
first and only time they mixed
Disney or Acme, like Warner Brothers.
Both. Warner Brothers and Disney.
Both.
Are there? What
Disney? It's the only time a contract had been signed between the two of them. And they both had.
For Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Wilding stipulations. So I think Warner Brothers cartoons, which this is mostly parodying or satire of.
Yes, yeah.
Is the primary thing that would open up for kids and adult, or like Pink Panther short films. Depending if it was United Artists.
Okay.
Whatever. So they would have cartoons open up for a movie. So I think they're saying like it's in its first like feature.
I don't
feature
know.
Film.
I
what Disney
Mickey Mouse.
Was Mickey in this?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Donald Duck's in it.
And Donald and Daffy do a piano.
Yeah.
Duel.
Yeah. Are those Disney? I thought those
Donald
were Warner Duck? Brothers.
Yeah.
Donald is. Daffy
Donald.
Is.
Daffy is Daffy Warner is Brothers.
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So this is the first and only time the two studios agreed to do a single film together. Those characters have never shown on screen since then.
Such a great film.
God, is it? I remember this movie being
I love
fucking
it.
Terrifying.
I probably...
It's, oh, you're right.
Oh, maybe terrifying, yeah, for sure. Especially when, like, the dip, as they call it. Was it the dip?
Oh, yeah, when they dip the toe.
Like, where they would basically, like, kill a cartoon character?
Yeah, it's like acid.
Yeah, it would just, like, melt them or whatever it would. Like,
I thought it was interesting, though, because this is produced by Steven Spielberg, that Christopher Lloyd looks like he's cosplaying the main Nazi in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes,
he's
fantastic.
Like, and he's also
a very Nazi.
Like, he acts that way, though, too.
Oh, he's a total like Nazi character.
Yeah.
Like,
but I'm not just Nazi. The Nazi from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Like, specific.
Like, looks. Like he gets his hand. The glasses.
I feel
when
like
his eyes bulge.
I feel like I saw this movie in theaters. I don't know why my mom.
I will say, to me, that was the scariest part of the film was when...
Not rated R. PG, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're probably
I don't even think,
because this would have been...
When his eyes bulge out, that scared me as a child. Because that is the...
It's terrifying.
When he, like, snaps and he actually
he
is like
a
cartoon.
Because
he is a tune. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That scared the hell out of me
I
as a child.
I guess I need to watch this movie again, because I remember watching it as a kid.
I probably watched
thinking,
it, like, in the past 5 to 10 years, I think I've watched
again,
it.
Again, technical achievement. The reviewer's not wrong. Like, if we're all going to talk about technical achievement, it's like... Yes, if all you talked about was technical achievement, this is amazing. Bob Hoskins, who now has a resurgence of people talking about him because the new Mario Brothers movie came out.
So
everybody's
talking about the old one. Yeah.
I do
remember it, like, I felt like it held up pretty well. Mm-hmm. I don't remember it being very cheap. Like,
I got
you could totally tell, because a lot of
adult.
It is all practical effects. Mm-hmm. So it's like they covered it up with, like, the
mats
cartoon
and stuff.
Part of it.
Yep.
So it's like obviously strings or whatever are pulling like a file off the desk when Roger Rabbit is pushing the stack of papers.
They just draw on top of it.
But it's a dark movie and it gets a little silly wacky for adults. But like as kids, the jokes we didn't get, I got as references because I knew those were the same references that they were making in the Warner Brothers cartoons. I didn't get those jokes either.
Oh, I see what you mean.
There's probably jokes I still don't understand.
But because they were referencing stuff that I remember watching, I was like, well, because, like, Warner Brothers used to do, like, James Cagney impersonations.
Who's that?
A bunch of older actors and stuff that it was just, like, I thought they were Warner Brothers characters.
Oh,
I thought they
were
Looney Tunes
like,
characters.
Right. No,
not
they're
actual,
just...
like, film actors.
Yeah.
But so the movie now, the reason why you said I think it holds up is there's shit that we're, like, getting for the first time. Like, because it's also a film noir.
That's like a Private Eye kind of stuff.
It's a film noir starring Looney Tunes, basically.
Yeah.
So I think that's a reason why like it's so appeasing to us now.
Well, I feel like it's almost like kind of like what a Pixar film is, where it's fun as a kid,
because they do stuff for kids in it.
But we got to experience.
But then it's fun as an adult that you can watch alongside it because it's like they wrote smart jokes
in
it.
But the Pixar kids, I mean, some of them are of the age now. I mean, we are because Toy Story was 95.
Toy Story came out in the 90s?
95, I think.
95, yeah.
But we have the rarity with this movie to know, like a Pixar movie, what it was like to watch it as a kid and just enjoy the fun and the story and the songs. Yeah. And blah,
what
blah,
year
blah.
Did this come out?
87.
Really? 87?
Or 88.
Wow. I 88. It was like 90s.
88.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So that means they've probably been making it since 86.
Back to Future. Back to Future 2, 89. So
yeah,
what do you do?
Yeah. No, I just feel like, I felt like it was more.
I'm sorry.
Like,
I didn't mean to say that, like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, no, I got
you
it. It hurt.
Fucking idiot.
No, it's fine.
Wow, good job, guys. Yeah.
Yay.
Hey, high five.
An imaginary point for both of you.
Great. Points don't matter.
Yeah, my point's real. I got a statue.
What?
Don't tell him about the statue.
But you bought it yourself.
Damn it, Ricky. All right. This next one's called...
It's like local Emmys for news stations.
For it. News.
You got to buy really it yourself.
Yeah. This next one's called Actually the Worst by Evelyn Land 13.
Thanks, Evelyn.
One out of 10.
Does she listen?
It's 1 out of 10.
I'm sorry, what was your rating?
May not be.
Well, how many stars?
It's one out of 10.
Oh.
It's called One Star Movie Review.
I tried watching this for the first time in 2016. I'm a fan of 90s cheese, so I thought this would be a good watch. Boy, was I wrong. This is just bad. Not bad in a funny way. Not bad so bad it's good. Just a hard watch.
Cool world?
Everything is
but it's
ugly.
World. So animated meets real life.
There are parts...
You put the mic up next to you?
Yeah, right? There are parts that were done in 3D that make it look like a 1994 screensaver. There were attempts at making the characters look more 3D animated. Using an airbrushing effect that had the same effect of making them look like they were beveled effect, like they had the bevel effect, Jesus, applied in another movie. It somehow was much worse at intriguingly the live actors with the animation. Heck, I think Mary Poppins probably did a better job in the 60s. The actors' impressions were incredibly jarring with dialogue that made the voice actor cringe. Not other voice actors' proudest moment, I must say. The moon takes itself way too seriously, and the product placement is so clumsy, one scene is literally just a character reading out sponsors. There's no punchline, no self-referential wink, and it doesn't even go on for long enough to make it a joke. At least these days, the 90s hip-hop and R&B soundtrack has a certain charm where at the time it was meant to capitalize on what the cool kids were listening to. Not sure how it could manage to make a popular TV show so soul-sucking, dreary, and unfunny, but there you have it. The worst product of cynical marketing towards kids, completely unwatchable today, not even for nostalgic purposes.
To not mention Michael Jordan is a feat in that review.
Space Jam!
We found the theme. It is live action with animated characters.
That's the theme.
Damn it!
Good job.
Oh, man.
Pa-pow!
Wow, extra points already. And we've still got one more movie to go.
Yeah, Space Jam.
You know what? We don't need it, Eric. We're batting a thousand.
That one I have watched recently, probably in the past like 2 years.
Does not hold up, I'm sure.
No, that one's rough.
Michael Jordan's rough.
That one is rough. Michael Jordan sucks.
And you're like, Bill Murray's maybe okay?
And only in for a third?
I think he's just like...
Bill Murray.
Yeah. I think he was just like,
Bill Murray.
Oh, you want me to play just Bill Murray?
I'll play basketball for 5 minutes.
All right,
I'll play Bill Murray.
All right,
he'll pass me the ball.
Oh, I get to play basketball with Michael Jordan?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I mean, God, Charles Barkley. Oh, there was a ton of
Bill Murray's also Chicago. So like,
yeah.
Yes.
I think the part that hurt the film where Roger Rabbit looked good to me was that Space Jam, it was clearly all in green screen, and he is in Toontown. Like, he's in Looney Tunes world.
So have you seen the sequel?
No, with LeBron?
Yeah.
I have not.
Is it
LeBron playing the role of Jordan?
Basically, but the twist where it's his son that is the villain in the story.
Oh, does he get like infected with
he gets kidnapped kind of by whoever the bad guys are. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah.
And then they convince him to play basketball. And it's just like, oh, you're seeing
they're
all
like
souls,
aliens,
right?
Aren't they? Like alien
the something monsters.
Yeah, they're monsters. I don't. Yeah, it's It's not great. Because then there's all this weird the father-son element of just like, you were never a good dad.
Well, I mean, it's definitely like basketball. A staple of our childhood. Like, you know, it's...
The soundtrack fucking slaps.
Is
though.
It?
I like that shit.
R. Kelly. I believe I can fly.
It's a great fucking song.
Yeah.
I feel like we danced at that at a seventh grade, you know, prom or something. Yes.
I feel like I stood against a wall while you all danced to it at a seventh grade prom.
But man, yeah, I feel like this is another movie I saw in the theaters. Like it was.
Oh, geez. What year is this one again?
96. Early 90s? I conflate this mid-90s? With like Men in Black. I,
yes,
for some reason, think
of
it's like
time,
the same
sure.
summer.
Yeah.
96, yeah.
96.
Ricky knows dates.
Wow.
Doesn't have dates, but he knows all about them.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, Space Jam. Like, there was a. Right before this, there was a Michael Jordan video game that came out.
There was a bad
Michael
NBA
in the Windy City or something like that.
It was like
was
there
it
was
a
bad NBA Jam.
Oh, I was
going to
say, was
like
it like
just Michael Jordan and the tunes for Space Jam?
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. And it's like, well, it was like a one-on-one.
The game was?
No. This was there was a Space Jam video game.
Yeah. What was the game? Was it,
it was, a
was it a basketball game?
No,
or was
it
just
a platformer
him?
And you were Michael Jordan and
okay.
you would throw the basketball at bad guys
wow,
and it would bounce back?
That's a stretch. Yeah.
But it never... It either never got released or it only got released in certain parts of the world. But I remember reading about it in Nintendo Power thinking like, holy shit, this game looks
SNES?
Awesome.
SNES?
Super Nintendo, yeah.
Yeah.
But then we ended up getting Shaq Fu, which was, I don't know if you ever played Shaq Fu. It's bad. No. I think Shaq's also in this movie.
No.
Muggsy Bogues.
God, that's another movie. I don't know if
Larry
I've ever
Bird,
seen
Michael
or I
Jordan.
Totally forget was like Shazam.
With
Shaq.
With Shaq, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, Shazam. Ugh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which he has like superpowers or?
No, I mean, there's
he's
also,
a genie?
There's also Steel.
Oh, is he a genie?
Well, Steel's like the Superman thing. Yeah.
Oh, was he in that one?
But they crazily
yeah, Steel. Well, yeah, his nickname's Steel yeah. or whatever. Or Diesel. Is it? What is it? Diesel? Steel?
What? What is his name? No, it's just Steel.
No, he has a nickname. Like,
who does?
Shaq.
That's his nickname.
Diesel. No, I think it's
Shaquille
Steel.
Is his real name.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah,
Shaq
look
Attack.
It up.
Yeah.
Shaq Attack?
No, I think his nickname is like
Mac
Diesel.
Shaq?
The best movie of Shaquille O'Neal, to be remiss not to say, is called Blue Chip. With
oh,
Nick
yeah.
Nolte.
Blue Chip's pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, I like Blue Chip.
Yeah.
That's great. Good.
Yeah,
great
this movie, film. I just...
Also ends on a down note. Like, how many sports movies end
living on
a
down note? Yeah, rarely. Yeah, no, this... Space Jam, man. Like, it's just... It's one of those... It's become a meme now. Like, it's not even a movie anymore. Like, it's just a dumb thing that existed in the 90s, and now people just poke fun at it and... Fucking animated GIFs and shit. Like,
I mean, kind of.
Kind of. I mean, there was just Space Jam 2 last year.
Yeah.
What, that, what do you mean?
With LeBron.
No,
like, I'm saying,
I don't feel like,
oh,
I don't feel like the first
it's
one's
not space,
mocked
it's not a
that
sequel,
much.
Though, is it?
I mean, it's called Space Jam 2.
Oh, it is Space Jam 2?
Yeah.
I thought it was
the
just
new,
called Space
the
Jam.
New
Space
Legacy
Jam
or something.
World
yeah,
of Domination.
Diesel.
Why is his nickname Diesel?
Why is it Diesel?
Yeah, I've never heard that.
This is a weird sports thing. I would have never guessed you would have known.
Yeah, this is a weird pull for you, Nick.
I know. I don't look at the sports.
Okay. When he was traded to the Orlando Magic, is that what? Okay. Yeah. Dude, were you into him then? For some reason, I'm picking.
So
him.
He was
the
hottest. Into any
well, so he was
NBA
the hottest
player.
Thing.
It's just
he was the hottest player.
He's just a superstar. So it's like
Charles Barkley.
What I'm sure. the reason I'm saying this is I remember that like Orlando Magic's black. With like stripes and stars,
yeah.
like look jersey or something,
yeah.
like in your room as a kid with like your Batman Forever poster, like your dad had like a Shaq replica when he got traded
well,
to the Magic.
I mean, with my dad being
you have like a
standee
or something,
stuff,
what is
like,
this?
I don't think I ever had a jersey though.
Are you like a
or
super
like a miniature
secret
jersey
like Shaq fan?
Something.
That's I'm.
Is
I'm
that
having,
what you're getting at? Is that
I'm
what you're
having
getting
weird
at?
Flashes.
I probably
of like. When he was
I wouldn't
with the
be
Magic.
Ashamed if I was a Shaq
sure,
fan, but I'm
sure.
not a Shaq fan.
But sure. I don't think you were a fan, but for some reason, yeah. I remember seeing that like Orlando Magic's design on something in your bedroom.
Yeah.
You do too?
I do, but I don't know what that.
That's so
I don't
weird.
Think, I didn't
what
have like a
this?
Framed
Where
jersey or anything.
We spent. So,
bullshit. I bet it was a framed jersey. It was signed.
Prince and I.
That would be fantastic if it was signed by Shaq.
Yeah, I would.
I mean.
Nick
but
and
he would
I
never part with it.
Were friends that like had interesting like hangouts of either like at your house more in the more cases Jimmy house where like I would go up to your house and you'd be like no I don't want to do anything. I was like oh okay can I sit in your room or something? And you'd be like all right.
Me?
And yeah, even you. Oh. So like you would like be doing other things and I just
oh,
like
yeah.
be sitting in your room like fiddling through something or reading like your movie ticket stubs or something.
Sure.
You were just straight up like I don't want to hang out. And I would just be like, well, can I just come into your house? And you'd be like, all right.
Like, I'm going to go about my business yes. like you're not here.
Right. But
it's an everyday occurrence for me.
The best was our friend Jimmy House, where, like, sometimes we didn't even see Jimmy. We would just walk into his house and then just, like, experience just the house. Like, what food that had been left out.
Well, my favorite is
days.
We would be walking up the street towards his, because we all lived very close to each other.
Yeah.
Up to his house and be like, we're not going to my house. And we would just keep walking towards his house. We're not, guys, we're not going to my house. Where do we end up? At his house.
Yeah. Why? Because we knew something weird that was not in our world, in our sphere.
Yeah. That you could step into. Yeah.
You can fireworks.
This
out.
This makes this sense.
Oh, so quick story. Went and saw the Super Mario Brothers movie, the new one, the Sunday.
I saw it as well.
Got the movie ticket. Yeah. And I was just like, do you guys want to hold any movie tickets to, like, my family and the kids?
No.
And they're like, no. And I was like, yeah, me neither. Like, because it's just like, it's not like an old school movie ticket.
You
like,
actually had a physical movie ticket? It wasn't a QR code on your phone?
It's just a receipt.
It's the receipt also.
Yeah.
That will fade.
Yeah, like, you don't have the card paper.
You
don't have the card stock with, like, the perforations.
I was just like,
yeah,
I don't want this
it.
Either. Like, why would I want this? Too. Ricky, where are you going? What are you doing? We're having a podcast.
He's leaving. Ricky left. Oh, and by the way, why he was called Diesel,
yes,
which he was. It was suggested that he has the power and endurance of a diesel engine.
No, he doesn't. He can't make a 3-fo to save his life. What are we talking about?
Yeah, but he has the endurance.
To do what? To stand there and, like, pray that he makes it.
He doesn't play anymore. You know that, right?
No, he's a commentator.
Yes.
Yeah. And he just got served papers.
A very funny show.
He just got served papers to show up in
TNT's like NBA, whatever. And that's why I, like, know of him a lot. I mean, I know.
Because you have this
that.
Weird obsession.
You are a secret fan of Shaq.
Yeah, you just love Shaq. I'm going to buy you Shaq shit for Christmas.
No, everybody
this year.
Goes down like
Shaq
YouTube,
shit.
YouTube
he has a website.
That's
called
one
Shaq
of them.
Shit.
Is I'll watch like TNT, like NBA, whatever the fuck it's called.
So I still have my
before
copy
the,
of
the panel
Shaq
before
Fu,
them,
can you get
and
it
like
signed?
The bloopers of them are hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Because Charles Barkley and Shaq
weird.
Go at each other all the time.
Oh, man. That's terrible. That's terrible.
So why would you say that, man?
That's terrible.
Well, and then Shaq's like, you know, he just got put in the hoop there. He just got put in there. I mean, he is the, what's his nuts that just passed Madden. He is the Madden
oh, sure.
of like
basketball
commentator.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
just,
I mean,
he just got to run up and down.
What's
there.
His name from in the NCAA? Something Van Dyke, Dick something, Dick Vitale, Dick Vitale.
Oh, Dick
Vitale.
Vitale.
Dick Vitale. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
All right, the last review, guys, is entitled "Doesn't Stand the Test of Time" by James_GB6, which I'm gonna have to guess GB just
thanks,
stands
James.
For Game Boy. I cannot feel that many people who have reviewed this film are overwhelmingly nostalgic towards it. There is no question that the cast were talented comedians, that this film was excellent in its time, and that its influences are still being felt today. However, when I watched it recently, I barely laughed and could not help but feel that this film has been overhyped in the years since its release. I think the other movie is still a great piece of comedy and can be enjoyed as much today as it could 20 years ago, but not this movie. Having watched nearly every episode of sitcoms, the film I can see that these shows have built on this movie and are finer works because of it. But having seen this before the film, I found the humor old-fashioned, outdated, and gasp, predictable. Something which would not be true when it was released. People have claimed that young people today do not get comedies such as this one. But I would say the humor has evolved, is now slicker, more sophisticated. Comedies have left dinosaurs such as this little more than a reference point in comedy history.
I'm so confused because it's like, what? I'd seen this before the movie. Was that one of the lines? So we're taking.
Having watched nearly episode of the sitcoms.
So
the
it was
sitcoms.
A sitcom then a movie, or a movie then a sitcom. Mm.
They watched answer. The sitcoms before the movie. They didn't watch the movie before the sitcoms. So the writer, the
but
reviewer,
you're not saying whether one came
is
out
claiming
the other.
That had I just watched this movie, I didn't care for it. But I've watched the shows leading up to it, so I understand where the comedy comes from. So it's not funny to me anymore. They're sophisticated, Nicholas.
So there was a show and then a movie.
There were show. Yeah, there was a series of shows.
Where I'm getting hung up though, like I think South Park. So I would guess he's also doing 80s.
Always
maybe
with
it's
the
not broken up by decades, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Nope.
No, we already guessed the theme.
Yeah, you already guessed
I
the theme.
I know, but it could also
I
be.
Know. I know.
He could also have there are secret Gary listeners that have like haven't heard that in like 10 years.
We're not even secret Gary listeners. Yeah, what are you talking about? I haven't thought about Star Wars Gary, and I don't know how. I almost killed that domain a few months back.
You and I
like, I feel like Disney's. You're so full of shit.
You and I just listened
like
to
they're
an episode.
Buy your franchise. Thanks for stealing our shit. We'd like to buy
take
it back.
The domain. That'd yeah, be they're going to buy the domain. I know, right?
Anything with Star Wars,
you can give it to us, or we'll sue your ass.
Yeah, I know. We listened to it like what 6 months ago, 5 months ago,
like. Maybe 2 months ago on the bridge. It was winter.
Yeah. Yeah, it was winter.
So there was a sitcom.
There were sitcoms before
there
the
were
movie
episodes
came out.
Of shows. There and then a movie with Friends the Animated Series? What's going on?
There's a Friends the Animated
no,
Series?
No, I'm just guessing.
I don't know.
There. So like South Park, Team America, World Police. If we're not going decades.
Clerks? Clerk? Animated series, and there was a movie, and then Clerks.
Yeah, but there was a movie, then Clerks.
But that that would go
the
against
theme.
The theme of
don't
just being
the
like
theme.
Animated.
It's live action with animated. Yeah, right. So like so. Cool World with Brad Pitt and Kim Basinger is the only one I
forgot
can think
about
of.
That one.
I don't know that one.
I mean, Space Jam. I wouldn't.
It's like a weird
porno
movie.
So Cool World was a Roger Rabbit did really well.
Sure.
Let's do another noir adult slash kid cartoon. Blah blah blah.
Right.
It was weird, but.
Also a terrible video game.
Space Jam was such a good pull that I didn't even think of. And then when you said it, I was like, there's the theme.
Sure.
And I started trying to think of all the other live action animated movies. And I know, obviously, this answer is going to be like, yep, and there's that. Yep, that's the one.
That's
like,
the string. Thanks for
the,
pulling
the
on it.
The sitcom has thrown me. Like, what was a sitcom
I don't
turned
think...
into a movie? Or a movie that... Because they just said, had I seen the... What was it? Had
sitcoms.
I seen the movie first before
it,
the show? So it's not necessarily that the movie came after the
sitcom.
So
the film
had
been overhyped in years since
with
its release.
Sitcom spinoff.
Yes. They've seen another movie of theirs, and it was still a great piece of comedy and can be enjoyed as much today as it could be 20 years ago, but not this movie. So this is the worst out of all the movies that this troupe of comedians have done.
Troop of comedians.
Cast. I'm sorry. They said cast of comedians.
Cast of comedians.
I'm sorry. Cast of talented comedians.
Whatever.
I'm just reading what this person.
Well, not very
we
well.
Are
apparently,
they didn't write it very well. I don't
well,
know what to say.
Words hard.
All right.
For
on to
say.
The tagline.
Yeah. Let's get a tagline.
We made it to the tagline, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I know you did all this work with the trivia. We've yet to
mark
use it.
Your bingo card. Tagline. You can do worse than see it.
Well, that was garbage. You can. That's the tagline
that's
of
the tagline, and it's
you
the
can
only
do
tagline.
Worse.
I
than
even looked
see
at the.
It.
I even looked at the box art just to be sure, and it's the only.
You can
tagline.
Do worse to and see it.
You can do worse than see it.
Than see it. What the fuck?
Those are so good.
I wish I didn't. Yuck,
what could
right?
be a?
Those are so good.
What could be a sitcom or
Vukure,
a
sorry.
Vukure.
TV series.
You could do worse to see it. Like
worse than
you could do worse it. Than see it.
Beavis and Butthead to America. It's not live action and animated.
I know. Like at South Park, those are all just. Mm-hmm. There's no live action in any of those.
It sucks. I feel like we knew Space Jam because we weren't thinking about the theme, and now that we know the theme, we're like, what's
it's making
the live
it even harder.
You would think it would. You would
welcome
think it would
to
make
me
it a lot
every
easier.
Morning when I'm on the level 4 of fucking Wordle and I can't figure out what the word is because all the letters
you
are
still
blue.
Play Wordle
every day. Mm-hmm. I'm doing okay with it. Had to download the fucking New York Times crossword app just to do it. But it's the only one that works correctly, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of them, they won't let you just type in whatever word. And a lot of the time, that's
people,
how I get it.
People stop playing
Wasn't
Wordle.
It just a browser thing?
Who were people just start? No, it's a, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's
Wordle
a,
was like last
no,
year.
I always just had it in a browser.
Anyway. No, I play every morning. I don't know.
I know, but I'm saying like the peak of Wordle.
Oh, yeah, because that's what I do. I ride those waves. Come on, man. I'm still watching awful horror movies, and it's 2023.
I'm still doing Farmville.
You're welcome.
Are you still doing Farmville? No, you're fucking not.
I'm still
guys,
doing...
Guys, we gotta go. I got blueberries to pick.
I do remember you telling me your wife waking up
yes.
in the middle of the night.
No, there would be
something.
Times we were late to dinner reservations because she'd be like planting blueberries
yes,
and harvesting strawberries.
Should we move to the director?
Director might obviously help. We're not getting anywhere.
Terry Gilliam.
What? Who is that?
Monty Python.
I was gonna say, Ricky knows who he is.
Animated and live action.
Oh my goodness.
He directed Brazil.
Well, weird then it's a Monty Python, but The Meaning
no.
of Life?
No, no. That's not.
No.
This is like Peter.
It's not Peter Rabbit because he wouldn't have done that.
Where
there's like live action.
Holy
like,
Grail.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah, there's live action and
God's animated.
Yep.
It's Holy Grail.
It's Holy Grail.
There's not that much animation.
Well, there's the but there's enough for the theme
and the intro and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, Ricky doesn't like the theme anymore.
No, here's why.
Well, this live action.
John Cleese was the actor.
That's what I'm saying.
What are you talking about? They talk to God.
Yes, they do.
The clouds open up and they talk to God.
No, they do.
Yeah,
you're correct. Sure. But there's not live action with them. It's a cut to people. Cut to the cartoon. Cut back to people. Cut to cartoon. Mm-hmm. It's not like fucking Bugs Bunny handing the basketball to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, what's up, Doc? This is the only...
Everybody shut up.
This is the only Monty Python film I've ever seen.
Child is crying.
Everybody tells me Life of Brian's so much better.
Life of Brian's so much better.
I've never seen it.
It's
I disagree.
It's brilliant.
I disagree.
We as kids like Life of Brian more.
I liked Holy Grail's fantastic. Life of Brian's great. That's the first time I ever saw a full frontal of a man in a movie.
Check that box.
And that
Holy
made me
cow.
Had a conversation with my father.
When he
I
opens
never knew
the
I wanted
shutters
to.
Shutters on the house. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And then everybody.
I've never watched the show.
I've seen bits and pieces of the show, like Dead Parrot.
They did a radio show.
You had two cassette tapes.
Yeah.
A Flying Circus, Mr. Prince.
I listened to Flying Circus.
I don't know if I've watched
I've never
all
seen
of
Flying
them.
Circus. We I listened it? To Flying Circus.
Okay, Ricky.
No, I'm
you
just...
fucking Nelson Mandela effect guy.
What?
Just tell
Let
you
me inject what? Your Let's memories into your head that
Orlando Magic.
Let me tell you.
But you remembered that Orlando Magic after I said it, of like that, what that
I know, but I think that's another Mandela effect.
Ricky's just Korean. He's going back in time.
You are a walking Mandela effect. That's what you are.
Yeah, this movie's great. I love this movie.
No. You were there.
I remember, like, just the dumb physical gags and seeing...
it's British humor. I mean, it's just...
Well,
that's
but it's
what
of
it
its time, too. Like even the reviewer says, like, comedy's more slick now.
It's British humor as we see it now, especially with the influences on, like, Ricky Gervais.
Sure.
But at this time, this was anti-British humor. So it wasn't necessarily American humor. It was all the staunchy, like,
stuffy shirt,
a hierarchy, like, humor.
Are You Being Served, I think, was popular at this time.
Well, Are You Being Served is fucking fantastic, as well as Fawlty Towers, which came after Flying Circus.
I had
John
to take
Cleese.
That one out.
You
would have got it on that.
If they didn't mention Are You Being Served, I would have not. I mean, that's a show I love and I think is brilliant. But, yeah, I mean, even Are You Being Served plays to a mix of a higher like echelon, even with a more common man. Like there's the buyer and there's the seller.
It's punk.
Yeah.
Like it's punk in British TV.
Without
we're doing something
the
against
Ramones and being obscene as in their eyes. Yes. It was like, much
we're,
as they
we're
could be.
Crossing this line.
But yeah, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, they influenced what they did was SNL. So, like, if anybody ever wants to be like, well, who did SNL rip off? It's Monty Python.
Yeah.
Like, Lorne Michaels in Canada was watching that and was like, oh, my God, let's Americanize this. This
it
is
was
amazing.
An SCTV that
let's Canadianize.
So, SCTV came after SNL. So, Second
did
City.
It?
Yeah, Second City existed, but because of SCTV, they got so pissed that they cherry-picked some of Second City's best actors that they were like, all right, who's our current actors or who are the leftovers?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Rick Moranis and it's
John Candy,
Joe Flaherty, Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara. Yeah.
The greatest comedians of our
Martin
time.
Short.
Yeah.
The greatest
B-sides.
B-side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a B-side.
It doesn't
Getting
mean
back to punk again.
No, it doesn't mean that it's not as good as the A-side. But there's something about it that hits you in a different way. You're like, "All right, I get
why it feels underground. It feels wrong." Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
the
best
non prime time
SCTV. No, yeah. Well, that's SNL. Not ready for primetime players.
Yeah.
How did we get? Monty Python.
Monty Python. Yeah, we're talking about.
There's
the movie.
So much to talk about though, as far as Monty Python goes, and the decades that they have spread.
Yeah.
Like
and still
and
yeah, like, they're still touring.
They're still doing things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. I feel like the first time I watched this movie was in school. Like high school?
No. Really?
I think so. Because there's nothing like derogatory in it. There's no nudity or anything. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the one castle.
Well, there's the spanking scene?
Yes. But again, like.
But I don't know if that's. Yeah, I don't know if there's
any. It's done
any
for comedy,
nudity.
Though. It's not sexualized. Do you know
I'd
what I mean?
I'd be surprised if there's not nudity. But not like grotesque nudity or anything like that.
But
it would
like
just be
like the grenade with the
oh,
rabbit.
There's
like
a
that,
nipple.
That is something that's even transcended film. Like I see that as an Easter egg in video games. Now, still, where there's like a little white rabbit going, or like don't
that
go
was
next
a PC
to little white
game
rabbit.
That I played. Like, that was a fun PC game.
Yeah,
it was like Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That was
oh
a,
yeah,
that
the,
was a good one.
That Flash version on Newgrounds.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, this this movie.
Run away!
Yeah, like it's, and then just the dumb stuff, you know, from
so
the beginning.
My dad,
the coconuts and
my yes. dad loved John Cleese from Fawlty Towers and loves Eric Idle as like Nuns on the Run in
he
other
hates,
British movies.
He hates this.
Hates Monty Python.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm not
Why?
Surprised
he
at all.
Holy Grail. So he told me this is like
within
such a
year. Such a conflicting man.
I know.
Right. Loves Peter Sellers and the British humor that comes before this, which breaks
it's
wet.
Like he likes all the pieces for Monty Python. Mm-hmm.
But
when
God forbid
they all
if
come
you
together,
put it in a pizza, I'm fucking out of here.
Yeah.
But it's the same way as like Peter Sellers was like shaking his fist at the oligarchy and like the stuffiness. And then that's how Monty Python came to be.
Right.
Doesn't like Monty Python.
All right, guys, congratulations. I think we had a pretty good game here. You guys just fucking knocked it out of the park. Like, holy cow. Hats off to you guys. Movie recommendations.
No new ones. 12 Monkeys. Just finished it.
Oh, yeah. He watched 12 Monkeys again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Movie I didn't care for
the
one we did on the podcast.
Bruce Willis.
Yeah,
I
we were talking about Bruce
best
Willis.
Best movie ever.
That's so funny.
I think Sixth Sense after we watched.
That was his
was
other recommendation.
That's funny. That was my other one because we were talking earlier, like, Bruce Willis just plays different levels of Bruce Willis.
He cares in both of those movies for some odd reason.
Well, but like he's dirty like in one. If you do an interview with an actor, they're always just like, oh, how I found this character. I was like, Bruce Willis doesn't really have characters.
Yeah, he just plays Bruce Willis.
But
it's the same
I will
thing
say he does in 12 Monkeys. I feel like that is one of his better characters and Sixth Sense. Mm-hmm. That is like an actual character
sure.
that he had to create. But I was like, anybody could probably play any of his other. Like
yeah.
there could be
Die
four
Hard.
Or five other John McClanes. Like, he is not John
McClane. I feel
McClane.
Like he's
he is,
played John McClane differently yeah. in every movie.
Yeah. So, 12 Monkeys. 12 Monkeys. If you haven't seen it, definitely watch it. Also, a great Brad Pitt performance.
Yeah, he's great.
I think he plays a different John McClane than everyone, just because he always acts like he's the same John McClane who experienced it for the first time.
Oh, sure. I just picked up the script, and I'm reading it. Mm-hmm.
Which
so
is
weird.
Probably
it's
true.
Probably yeah. true. Poor Bruce Willis. R.I.P.D. Ricky Glor. Movie recommendation?
Recommend. I don't feel like I've watched a movie in a while.
All your friends are dead.
No.
Don't recommend it? That can't be.
I'm trying to, I don't think I mentioned this last time we were together. The Professional, or also called Leon the Professional.
Oh, yeah, Leon the Professional. Yes.
Yeah, I watched it for the first time. I do not care for Luc Besson, the director, but I liked the movie, even though I felt like some of its negatives were based in it being made in the 90s.
Oh, I thought it was all the pedophilia. That's usually what people
think. No, I don't have any issue with that. Do you?
Oh. You don't have any issue with
pedophilia?
I was going
to write it down, but I don't know if I want to watch that now.
Because there's nothing about pedophilia in it.
No, it's
there
just
is
it's
a young girl having a crush on a
on
guy
an
who's not
gentleman.
Her father who
yes,
had daddy issues.
Yeah.
Like,
what's it called?
The pedophilia, Professional.
P-E-D.
Look it up. Search it on Google.
Search it on Google. Leon the Professional. No, they're seeing all of that.
Or The Professional. So Leon the Professional is usually the director's cut. The Professional is usually the theatrical release.
Oh, I'll watch the shorter version, thanks. Yeah. I'm not one for the director's cut.
No, not a big fan? Not a big fan?
The only usually because I don't care for the movie to begin with, and they're just like, no, but wait,
we've
there's
got
more.
Movie. Don't you want to
no
see thanks. This
Don't you
want to
see what the director
off?
Wanted you to see? You'd be like, nah,
no,
if he couldn't
I'm
have
good.
Said it in 2 hours, I don't want to see the 4
well,
hours.
Or there's, I mean, studios can do whatever they want.
Sure.
That thing you do, director's cut.
Oh, it's very good. Changes the entire story.
I mean, not really. Mr. White's gay. Who fuck cares?
I don't know if I've ever seen the director.
He's gay. Like, it doesn't matter. Like,
yeah, but his motivation changes.
But no, because... No. Oh, okay. So you're saying just because he's gay, he's sexually motivated?
No, I'm saying, like, he's got a... Okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah. Right? So, I mean, it's not... like
That's
so
not what I was going to say, but I see
the only reason he's gay...
He sees money fueled in the movie, whereas if you find out that he's gay, it means he's... It kind of comes off like he has a personal touch with the band that he's trying to... To move up, like he.
Why? Why does his sexuality have anything to do with that?
No. It's just how it comes off on screen.
Right, but I'm saying the only reason they do it is for historical accuracy of saying he's Brian Epstein,
sure,
The manager of the Beatles, who later was
found out was gay.
Out was gay, so like that's why he is that. But like, him being gay has nothing to do with the movie. The long and short of it was,
a director's cut can be put out by the studio, and then like Tom Hanks can be like, I never wanted the movie to be cut that way.
Yeah.
The way it was done theatrically is the way I thought it would be better to be told. He's like, I cut the fat.
Yeah.
And they're like, but this is the director's cut. It's like, okay.
His name's Jeff. No, he's the fat. We cut.
Yeah.
Jeez,
Tom. The fat.
Primary Colors.
Yay, you finally watched it?
John Travolta's best performance?
Maybe, but like...
Holy cow. This movie's fantastic.
You're
like,
welcome.
From top... To, thanks. God, you sound like my wife.
No, but you're welcome. I'm saying like you were like... I don't know what that movie is. I was like,
I had no idea.
What a good time.
Oh my gosh. He's fantastic. Like, he is, like, everybody in this movie is good. Like, it's such a character story.
Who plays Hillary or whatever they call her?
Oh, it's what's
her name? Is it Emma Thompson?
Yes, Emma Thompson. Always forget what her
name
is.
Oh, and then Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. Even though she's probably the downer part of the movie, because it's like, why would you go gaga over a political figure? But I guess people go crazy for people. What's the big
cults?
Yeah, it's a cult thing.
That's the representation of saying that politics is cult. That even from within, the smartest mind that you can have in the system, which is she his speechwriter or
she's the one who keeps his ass clean, is what she says. So like, anytime something comes up, she's the one who squashes.
Do you know Primary Colors?
No,
it's fantastic.
Well, Emma Thompson, red, green, blue. Yeah. Well,
Roy G. Biv.
I hate it. Roy G. Biv. Thank you. Something else I learned.
It is John Travolta and Emma Thompson playing Bill and Hillary.
Bill and Hillary Clinton. Going
trying
for the
to win
presidency.
The first, but they call him something else. But he looks...
Yeah, John Scatton. He talks like him. Mm-hmm. Sounds like him. He looks like him.
Really?
It's fucking fan... Like, I'm not kidding, man. John Travolta, best performance
I've seen. Give you... I would have
playing
to look at...
Playing Bill Clinton?
Basically.
Basic. I mean, he's...
I mean, they're playing like a... Here,
I'll pull it up. Because I also want to see his... Is Barry Levinson the director?
Oh, I have no idea.
Whoever did Wag the Dog, which I also recommend.
Oh, that's a fantastic film. I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, it's really good. Until next time!
Bye!
Thanks.